Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 471 for Monday, July 13th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Monday morning following the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $2 to $5 lower, with the most active November contract down $3.40, checking in at $531.90 per ton. European rapeseed futures were lower, which added to the bearish tone. Weak overnight action has also pushed the technical bias lower. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Drought-like conditions across much of Western Canada continue to underpin the market. Canola has lost some of its premium compared to other competitors on the vegetable oil scene, halting talk that it is too expensive. Malaysian palm oil was stronger, which limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent lower, with the November contract checking in at $10.20 a bushel. Values declined as weather forecasts called for warmer, drier weather, which should relieve waterlogged portions of the U.S. Midwest. The excess moisture has kept many farmers from seeding as many soybean fields as they wanted to. The strong U.S. dollar also made soybeans a tougher sell for U.S. exporters. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.47 a bushel. Prices were supported by reasonable demand and last week's USDA report, which called for lower ending stocks compared to last year. Speculators also began dumping their short contracts on Friday and are now very long in the market. U.S. wheat was 3 to 8 cents per bushel lower, with the September contract at $5.78 per bushel. Huge global stocks and an inability for U.S. wheat to compete on the international marketplace were bearish. Wheat speculators have cut their positions short. A recent survey of Brazilian wheat by a U.S. attaché pegged the Brazilian crop at 6.5 million metric tons. That is about 500,000 tons higher than the previous estimate. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.